campus, we need your help. We have a lot of adjunct faculty here on our campus that are not being paid fair wage. And we're trying
Eric Webb-Fisk is in front of the USF Marshall Student Center trying to get students to sign a petition. It calls for better pay and more security for adjunct faculty. He's an adjunct instructor at Hillsborough Community College and a graduate assistant at USF. He canceled two of his classes today to participate in National Adjunct Walkout Day.
Because I think a lot of other faculty and a lot of students don't understand how little a lot of adjunct get paid and how precarious their situation is, not knowing whether they're going to even have a job next semester at all.
For example, Webb-Fisk says he was scheduled to teach a summer course, but it was canceled with only one day's notice due to a lack of enrollment. He had to scramble to find a part-time job to make ends meet. In addition to the lack of job security, adjunct instructors are paid less.
When I was a graduate assistant here at USF, I had to be on food stamps because I was not paid enough.
That's Becky Killick. She organized the protest at USF, which attracted about 20 adjunct faculty and students from area colleges.
I have spoken to several adjuncts on campus who are asking me how to apply for food stamps because they make nothing.
Killick says the current average pay for adjunct faculty is about $2,500 per course. Ideally, she would like that amount increased to $15,000. But ultimately, Killick worries about who will teach future generations when wages are so low.
They're teaching our future leaders of America. You know, what does that say about the quality of education that's going to have to result from this? When you don't give your teachers the respect that they deserve, it hurts education.
I think we need to reprioritize where colleges and universities are spending their money.
HCC adjunct instructor Webb-Fisk feels that universities have enough money. They just need to reallocate funds. USF has more than 1,400 adjunct faculty compared to just over 1,800 full-time faculty. Quincy Walters, WUSF 89.7 News.